We have collected 19 excerpts from a book entitled Japa Meditations and Reflections by Dhanurdhara Swami. Some of you have seen this book maybe and read this book. So we'll review some of these. First, these are different devotees giving their personal ideas. While chanting, I meditate that this is an opportunity to associate with Krishna very intimately. Of course, this idea is not new to us. This idea is included in our art of chanting Hare Krishna. Chanting, one or some section says chanting in the association with Guru, chanting in the association with advanced devotees. This is a idea that Krishna is his name. If I'm sitting next to you or holding your hand or embracing you, or then I'm very intimately connected with you, at least physically. Of Krishna's name, when we're chanting Krishna's name, we're intimately, we're there. It's Krishna and us, no one else is there. Radharani's there and Krishna and we. Chanting is giving one's time. This is a very nice idea that when you're chanting, because you're not supposed to be doing other things, chanting and cooking and chanting and driving and chanting and reading and chanting and sleeping and chanting and so many things that we do. For example, if a man and woman are lying in bed together, intimately connected, the lady's not cooking lunch and watching TV and talking on the phone. I mean, all her mind is there. Her presence, her mind, hopefully her heart. She's not being distracted to other things. She's fully with that person she loves. Wife, husband, whatever. But Krishna, when we're with Krishna, we're chanting Krishna's name, then we're giving our time to Krishna. Well, Krishna, I'm sitting down for 2, 3, 4 hours. You and I, when we sit down to someone, okay, I'm going to sit with you for 2 hours. Now tell me everything on your mind. What are your problems? What are your desires? What do you want to accomplish in life? So then the person talks. Now, chanting is a devotee's intimate time with Krishna. If one chants 16 rounds, he goes somewhat deep into the relationship. And if he increases his rounds to 48 or 64, he gets more realizations about his relationship with Krishna because he's spending more time with Krishna, who is non-different from his name. This is a very internal experience, but it's simple to understand the logic behind this idea. Basically, as makes common sense, the more time you put into any relationship, the more that relationship develops. People often say that. There's arranged marriages in India. They get married and they say, how's it going? Well, I don't really know him very well. We're getting to know each other. And after about 5 years, you've figured it out. And then you say, well, no way out. I'm stuck. Because usually some kids come in there also. So it gets a little complicated. And you feel, well, maybe this man is not so good. Or this lady, maybe I should get another one. But what's the guarantee she'll be any better? Or he'll be any better, maybe worse. So somehow, this is my fate. Krishna has put me with this one, so let me tolerate and turn to Krishna, maybe get out of this whole game. It's all about time. The more time you spend with a person, the more you know that person. Especially when you spend intimate time revealing your mind and heart. Guhyam akyati prichati. Guhyam akyati prichati. Confidential revelation of your inner heart. That's what it means, quality time with Krishna. If we spend quality time with Krishna's holy name, then we will develop a quality relationship with Krishna. Very thick and thin relationship. Bosom Krishna's name, who is Krishna, become our bosom buddy, become our friend, and we'll feel it. This is the logic. more time you spend with Krishna. Oh, my husband's always at work, he never spends any time with me. So then you can never know each other. He's too busy. People often complain in relationships. Oh, he's too busy for me, or she's too busy. We really never sit down and talk. So we shouldn't be too busy for Krishna. We should have lots of time for Krishna to develop our relationship. And why? Why is that? Because the relationship between the bhakta and Bhagavan, Krishna and devotee, that is the essence of a devotee's being. What are we? We say, well, I'm Krishna Das. Krishna Dasi means I'm Krishna's servant, Krishna's male or female servant. So that means that the master is everything. Where is the room for separate interests or ulterior motive or desire or separate activities? There's really no room. As one gives more of his life breath to Krishna, the more real the relationship with Krishna will become. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood, that Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Radha. And Radha is calling out to her, Prananath, O Prananath, you're the Lord of my life heirs. My life heirs are residing in you. Ashlishyava Padaratam Panashtama Madarshanam Mamatam Gurutava Yata Tata Va Vadurante Lampato Mat Prananathas to Sevanapara Mat Prananathas Mat Prananath. O Krishna, O Holy, O Srinam, O Holy Name, you're my Prananath. You're the Lord of my very existence. I'm giving my life's breath to you. Because our life is measured in breath, not in money, not in days. Breath becomes time, time becomes hours, hours become days. Ultimately, our life is measured in so many breaths. When we're chanting, we're inhaling Rechaka and Kumbhaka. We're inhaling and we're chanting Hare Krishna. We're exhaling and we're chanting Hare Krishna. Our prana that we're taking in or exhaling, that life energy is Krishna. The more one gives his life breath to Krishna, the more real the relationship with Krishna becomes. It's hard to remain superficial while spending 10 hours a day with someone. When one is seriously chanting, he's able to speak concisely with more realization. Conclusion there is, separate point, that our pravachan shakti, our prabhav, bhakti prabhav, will enhance and increase as we increase the quality of our chanting. We will speak concisely, which means eloquence. That's the definition of eloquence. Essential truth spoken concisely. Serious chanting attracts the attention of the Lord. Krishna guarantees that attention. And he gives you the power to speak. You're chanting his name, you're spending so much time with him on the beats, consciously and off the beats. Then you sit down somewhere to speak about Krishna, and so much beautiful talks come. And so much realization. Essential truth spoken concisely. This is eloquence. Now this is point number one. Associating, I'm thinking, oh, now I'm picking up my beads. Now I'm chanting 16 rounds on my beads. I'm directly with Krishna. No, I'm not with beads. I'm not with a bead bag. I'm with Krishna. Sakshat Hari, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Number two, chanting japa with Srila Prabhupada. When one hears a pure devotee chant Hare Krishna, it allows one to enter into the space of his chanting. And then one can just write on it. He's comparing the chanting of Krishna's name by Prabhupada to be a channel that will carry you somewhere. He says when you're hearing Prabhupada, you can enter into the space of his chanting. As you surrender to the sound vibration of pure Nam, vibrated by Srila Prabhupada, that Shuddha Nam, Shuddha Hari Nam, then you actually enter the space. The space means that divine area that he exists in, that environment, an environment of total surrender, that environment of total dedication, that environment of love and compassion. That's the space. Like people sometimes say, you're crowding my space. I need my space. Give me some space. Sometimes in relationships people say that, I need my space. Let me just stay away for a while. Don't crowd me. Oh, we say spaced out. But here is, you can enter the space, enter the pure domain of Shuddha Nam by the mercy of Prabhupada. He's chanting Shuddha Nam and he can carry us to that level. That's what it says, you can just ride on it. Someone has an airplane, they say, you want to ride? Hop on. So I don't have to pay anything because it's costly. You don't have to pay anything for the ride. Do you have to pay anything? You get a taxi, you have to pay for the ride. You can ride on it. You go to the amusement park, you have to pay to ride on the Ferris wheel or the merry-go-round. But this chanting of Prabhupada, you can go round and around, round after round, and you don't have to pay anything. So it's free ride. It's a free ride. Number three, when the living entity chants my name, whether out of devotion or indifference, I never forget this act. It always remains close to my heart. It represents Srila Prabhupada. The devotee must become a beacon of light to be lit up. A beacon of light to be lit up by the potency of the holy name and show others the mercy of Prabhupada. Do you understand what a beacon means? There's a tower on the beach. Inside there's on the top there's a big reflector light. And that beacon sends out, usually there on the beach, there's some near Puri Beach down from where we stay. And they send out a beacon, means a ray of light they send out into the ocean. It's for navigation, for boats. When they see this light, this beacon light, they leave one port and then they say, you go south from Calcutta 140 kilometers and you'll see a beacon light, your first beacon light, and that's Paradweep. Then your second beacon light, that's Puri. The potency of the holy name is so powerful that when one takes this potency and power into themselves, they become empowered. The chanter of the pure name, he becomes like a beacon light. And people in this world are compared to ships on an ocean. The ocean is Bhava Sagar, the ocean of material existence. And the ship is the body. The body is the purified body, immersed in holy name, is a beacon light, emanating light, literally emanating light and vibration and mercy for everyone in Delhi. So when they're in the ocean of darkness, like a boat is in the darkness and it finds its way to a safe harbor by the light of the beacon light. So when you meet people that are in darkness and you shed your light of Nam on their hearts, then they find a way to the shelter of Krishna's feet and the shelter of Krishna consciousness. Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. Sri Krishna is my shelter. Sri means Radharani. The abode of all fortune and auspiciousness and beauty. Radharani, the better half of Krishna. It's Sri, and that Krishna means the all-attractive person. So you put them together and you have Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna.